Proverbs 11:16 says, "A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches." Now let's start with the reality that there are fewer and fewer gracious women and strong men in the world with each passing day. With the passing of the greatest generation that carried us through World War II, each successive generation is producing less gracious women and strong men. And the opposite of a gracious woman is a foolish woman. The opposite of a strong man is a weak man. And the two go hand in hand. The main culprit behind the decline of gracious women is called feminism. The feminist spirit is a spirit of Sodom and rebellion. It's a fact that many of the leaders of the feminist movement going back to the 19th century were either closeted or out and open lesbians and bisexuals and other assorted deviants. Their desire to end what they call the patriarchal family structure is a satanic call of rebellion against the Word of God, as found in many places, such as in Ephesians 5:23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Satan hates the family unit for many reasons, but his attacks upon male leadership of the home is due to the fact that it pictures Christ. Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. Satan hates patriarchy because he hates God the Father and all that represents him. Now, not all feminists are sexual perverts, of course, but a feminist woman is a disciple of Sodom, and her faith and practice is summed up in the word rebellion. The biblical example of modern feminism is Jezebel, as described in Revelation 2:20. "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophet or prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols." The ultimate end of feminism is sexual immorality, the murder of unwanted children spawned by such sexual immorality, and the ultimate destruction of what they call the patriarchal family, also called the nuclear family. And that is why nearly all feminists support sodomite marriage. In other words, feminism is antichrist. It is anti-biblical. It is rebellion. The gracious woman, on the other hand, retains honor. The feminist woman is a selfish, self-centered cancer to whatever marriages, families, churches, or communities that they infect. The gracious woman is described very well in Noah Webster's definition in his 1828 dictionary as, quote, "favorable, kind, benevolent, merciful, disposed to forgive offenses, and impart unmerited blessings," end quote. I was raised by a gracious woman. My mother is honored and respected by her children and those who know her. Her mother was a gracious woman. My father was raised by a gracious woman. And I am married to a gracious woman now. And I have been blessed beyond what words can describe by the gracious women in my life. Human, fallible, and sinners in need of the grace of God for sure. But in spite of being human, they each demonstrated a graciousness that makes them priceless among people. And each of them professed faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ and lived out its principles to such an extent that any failures to do so were overshadowed by the light of God's presence in their lives. My life has also been made difficult by women who are anything but gracious, and I don't openly discuss them very often. I don't dwell on their failings. But I am mindful of what a woman without grace can do to those they influence. And it makes me that much more grateful for the gracious women God has allowed to live in my life and influence me with their demonstration of grace. Prayerfully, choose to surround yourself with a gracious wife and other gracious women. Endeavor to raise gracious daughters. And simply do not allow ungracious women to litter your life with their baggage. And at all times, we should honor the gracious women that are in our life. The gracious woman will retain honor.